Oh, there's so many tough questions when you're planning a wedding, especially when it's a royal wedding. The date hasn't even been set for the wedding between Britain's Prince William and Kate Middleton, but people are still asking questions. Will it be in Westminster Abbey? And should the Obamas be invited? These are tough economic times in Britain, and retailers have questions of their own, such as how much the wedding will be worth to them. They're hoping it will boost everything from tourism to the sale of souvenir mugs. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Sandy Dawes can put a price on Prince William and Kate Middleton's happiness, about $900 million. That's how much the royal nuptials are expected to generate for British retailers, British hotels and restaurants, and the British travel industry.
In a hugely competitive market out there, for us to be able to get this publicity boost for free, essentially, it's wonderful news.
Dawes runs Visit Britain, the nation's tourism agency. Every place associated with the happy couple, it appears, now glitters with gold.
It gives us the opportunity to talk about Scotland because they studied at St Andrews. They're going to live in North Wales and, of course, London and the pageantry that might surround the royal wedding if it takes place here.
And we're not just talking about dutiful trudges through castles and stately homes. Dawes points out that Middleton likes shopping at the big British clothing chains and that both Kate and William enjoy clubbing. Those sectors, too, should get a boost from younger tourists. For older consumers with deeper pockets, Royal Crown Derby has been producing porcelain for British royalty since 1770, and it's happy to sell some to you, too. Marketing director Simon Willis says the firm already has prototypes for a William and Kate wedding range.
We're waiting for the wedding dates to now come along. We can insert those into the pieces that need them, and away we'll go.
Willis says the keen-eyed will notice that the conjugal monogram incorporates an intertwined W and a C, not the letter K.
When we started on this about 2 years ago, we were obviously working on Kate, but then she let it be known that she was Catherine, I presume hoping that this day would come.
Royal Crown Derby wedding memorabilia will cost you between $75 and $5,000 a piece.
Mugs, pins.
Or you can soon pick up a cheap and cheerful William and Kate wedding mug from Alan Johnson, selling stacks of British memorabilia near Piccadilly Circus.
The pen has got William and Harry on it. Not a great seller. It's only young girls that are interested because the most eligible bachelors are supposed to be in the world. They sell less than Diana does even today.
He predicts his business will only pick up about 10% around the royal wedding because people who buy souvenirs were always going to buy souvenirs. If they buy a William and Kate mug, then they just won't buy a London double-decker bus mug, he says. Johnson was with the crowds outside St. Paul's Cathedral 29 years ago when Prince William's parents married. He says things are different now.
When Charles and Diane got married, everyone still was in the old mindset of going to see a wedding, and it was a great thing. Now media covers everything. People don't bother so much.
Timing isn't always everything. 4 years ago, Woolworths here in Britain was so confident the couple would get engaged, it produced a commemorative mug and plate. In the event, the relationship outlived the retailer. Woolworths Britain went bankrupt early last year. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.